good morning.
I'm a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Okay, we ain't got copyright set.
You can tell when niggas have been to a concert. Cause he don't say no.
This shall kill my vibe. I love Kendrick.
This hold on, play the first Kendrick Lamar music.
I do.
Featuring SZA.
I play all Kendrick songs, actually.
This hoe ain't even know this man was 5'5".
I didn't know he was 5'5". That shit threw me for a loop.
This hoe ain't even know this man was shot.
Threw me for a loop. You know, hey.
Bunch you up.
Anyway.
Bitch, I'm hungry for real.
Oh.
Bitch, I'm hungry for real.
Oh, Lord.
My God unto us.
Peace and blessings and manifestations. How are y'all? That's good. Even if you ain't, that's good too.
You will get through it. Life happens.
You know, sometimes I say, sometimes you just gotta go fishing. It's an acronym. Fuck it. Shit happens. Sometimes you just gotta go fishing.
Hey man, keep in mind the only way out is through.
Remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. If it didn't say it wasn't gonna hurt though.
Amen. That's actually really good.
I took that from Pastor Mike.
That's actually really good.
He did say it was gonna hurt though.
That's good. I like that. I do like it. That's
he said it really wouldn't prosper.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't say it wouldn't probably go whoop your ass.
Anyway.
Hello. This is an anticipated episode for some people, huh?
Yeah, probably. I think everybody's so excited because people have been watching the movie. So, I think people's probably looking forward to it.
Yeah. I basically gave away the topic in the beginning with song. I mean, it was two things at once.
But before we get there, my God, today's Shannon Sharp.
Oh, shit. I forgot all about we got to talk about that. That white woman,
you know,
was she 19 when they first started everything?
A child.
What Monique said, leave them young women alone, Shane.
A child. And you know, I was, because I never really watched their like live with him at Ocho Cinco, and when he made the comment about forget the age being the same age, they had the same wage. Well, to be fair, this 19-year-old don't have the same wage as you. To be fair, a lot of women wouldn't, seeing as how you've been an NFL player for
years.
X amount of years. But even if you are looking for that, there are women, even if they are white, even if they were white, there are women in your age bracket, because Shannon Sharp is what? 60?
In the 60s, I think. Let's not misquote
him. He's how old?
Let's see. Google Galore says Shannon Sharpay is 56 years old.
56, which means bitch, you my mama's age.
And a fucking cancer.
That explains a lot right there. That explains a lot. 55, which means you should at least be dating within the range of 45. To 60. That's your age bracket. Right there. You know why? Because a 19-year-old is young enough. And I mean, she's 20 now or 21 now. But she's literally young enough to not only be your daughter, but to be your granddaughter. That's nasty. That's nasty. And for the people making the excuse saying, well, I mean, she's an adult. Yes. By law, not by thought process. And the only reason we've gotten here to this space is because bump her age and even her being a little lily white girl, we are only in this space because you have technically, what it seems like from the paperwork, that you have sexually assaulted this young woman because she said don't stick it in her booty hole. She don't care that y'all did it before.
Damn, that's why they've been saying them goddamn gay allegations again.
No, that's actually not why.
Oh.
That's not why.
Y'all just say, this is how you know I ain't been paying no attention to this.
And I talked to my mom about it, and she was like, no, that's been a running thing.
Yeah, I knew that.
With him.
I'm talking like picking back up, though.
It's actually because, so he used a stylist that was attached to another celebrity at one point, and gay allegations had circumvented him. But I mean, in that spiel, they had pictures together. Very compromising pictures together between a straight and or homosexual man that you just wouldn't typically see. And so when that happened, and there were things that came out that was to like connect the dots, say, oh no, they were definitely sleeping together. Even though that was his stylist, they were definitely sleeping together. He fired him. Okay, so now years have passed. And Shannon Sharp hired this same stylist, which is why his style picked up some. Was it a little flashy for someone of his age? Yes, but that is why his style. Yeah, a little tight for someone of his statuesque.
Mm-hmm.
But it was when people figured out who the stylist was that those rumors ramped back up, because why did you hire this stylist? You could have hired any stylist. And he's a great stylist, actually.
Ain't he most really is. Folks anyway?
Most, yes. Most. Now how straight they look. Most of them are punks. So when that ramped back up, he fired that stylist because of that. And that in itself is, you know, a fragile masculinity thing. But yeah, that's why. Butt play has been a thing. That is not just specialized for gay people. Butt play with men and women have been, that's been a thing.
Paying and all that other shit. Making that booty gate.
Right. But putting in that girl booty hole when she told you no is against protocol. Because
probably wouldn't even cleaned out no nothing. Just straight.
Well, they say girls automatically do that sometimes. Not like clean out, clean out, but they say women normally like sweep through the city just most of the time. Especially if they normally engage in it, they just typically just kind of do. Sweep!
Through the city, that's nasty.
And on top of that, choking. Bodily yeah. choking, and he threatened her.
He threatened her. I was I was riding down the road today. This is very funny how we're on this topic, because I did not expect to talk about Shannon Sharp. So I was riding down the road and I had to stop to myself. I said, I want to do black men date outside of black women, because they feel like they have no control, and they can treat those women how they want to be, treat those women how they want to treat them.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was right.
There's a psychology behind that, yes. And that plays into a submissiveness thing of letting a man be a man. But yes, it is a thing of black men dating outside the race because they feel like they can
have some level of control.
Have all control in that sense of trying to be a white man. But it just goes to a thing of, we don't really know, or most people don't actually know how white households are ran past what we see on TV or see in movies or see in politics. But a lot of white relationships aren't even ran that way.
A lot of white marriages are like financial or something.
Yes, because white people understand, most people, especially white people, understand that marriage is a business. Like, which is why white women, you know, go to college to find a husband, to find a well-working and well-paid husband. Love kind of finds itself along. Some of them do marry for love, but in the essence of it, it's to find a husband who's going to make some money. Yes, I can get this degree, but see, you and your degree need to be bringing in some money.
Mm-hmm. The artists are always single.
Right. But that whole power trope thing, and even white women letting them feel like they are in control in that way, that's allowing them to feel that way. Still nasty. Okay. Smell funny. Nasty bitches. They do smell funny. I don't care. They smell funny.
Wow.
I make it very known how I feel about it.
You do.
So I don't.
I just, oh, Lord of mercy.
But I hope. I hope she takes him for all he's worth. Personally.
That's probably what's going to happen anyway.
Personally, because he needs to be dating. It's not even about her being white. It's like, dude, you need to be dating someone your age anyway. And that also plays to the thing of why we see that sometimes younger men have this issue of dating. Because it does stand true. You're not looking to date in your age, or why young people feel that they need to be at a certain place at a certain time. Especially men with making money. Because you're literally competing with niggas who've been around 20 or 30 years before you have. Who are already well established and who are telling these younger women, I mean, he can't do nothing for you. Look what I make versus what he make. Yeah, bitch, you've been here for 60 years. You should be making it. You should. You graduated in 1985. Bitch, you should have a house.
Spring 9.
You should have a house, a few cars, a 401k.
Retirement
set up. A couple stocks, a vacation home. You should have these things compared to a fucking 18-year-old.
They do hit you with that. What can he do for you? A lot, actually.
Because y'all are the same age. But that is why we have that problem there.
Then you know a lot of people are like, oh, it's just the maturity level. Is it though?
What maturity level? We know for a fact that old ass men are just as immature as teenagers. The maturity level sometimes, most times, does not progress, which is why old men think the way that they do. And if you look at the level of thinking, it matches that of a child. Bitch, and see this is what lifting gets you. Got my hands out here looking like a fucking man. Goddamn calluses. Make sure you wear your gloves when you lift, please.
I'm gonna lay down and do that. I just do a little 1-2. You know, short motherfuckers be building muscle real quick. Us tall motherfuckers be skinny and lanky until we ain't skinny and lanky no more.
My hands feel that.
But yeah, I guess the first time I've ever heard somebody say like they're competing with these older motherfuckers too.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that.
That's exactly what that is.
Fucking predators.
In essence, yes. Especially for the ones who, and it's the ones who have daughters or children in the same age bracket and that you're dating, and those children don't see anything wrong with it either. That also is weird. That is weird.
Because it could legit just be your sister.
Literally.
Imagine your stepmama is 25 and you're 26.
Bitch, I feel hit. Hold on. Bitch, you know the man I was talking to? Well, no, I didn't know you then. But I talked about him before. So he was like 45. I was 22, 23. His son was 21. Now, he didn't know. But still. Once I found out, I was like, ha. That's weird. And so a lot of our clashing, I would have to tell that nigga, if you have a problem with something, you want to control something, you should go call your son. Because I'm not your son. I have parents. And they're older than you. When at the time they were actually the same age, but I digress. I digress. But yeah, but I mean, even when I was dating Victor, you know, his stepmom and his sister are the same age.
Please excuse me while I process.
When his dad and that lady got married a few months after me and him started dating, he was like, yeah, you know, her and Shalana are the same age. That's it, excuse me. I said, how old is your father? He was like 6. I think at the time he was like 63. And I said, what? Letting that old man crown top her.
That's nah.
And do his business. Well, not for real, because she ended up cheating on him less than a year later.
Because
he wasn't doing no business.
That's nah. See, any of y'all don't change y'all life for the way of the church?
What?
Huh?
beg your pardon?
Oh no, I had to ask a question. It was on my mind.
Change their life in the way of what?
The church.
What do you mean?
I just be seeing a lot of people talking about some they God glow. But y'all still ain't shit. Still shitty people.
What you see? Oh, personally, I thought you'd be all. I be looking at the God glow TikToks, and they, especially when them punks doing that, still we punks. Just be.
That's about like the boy that live here.
Cool.
They used to have the long ass fingernails, drove pink Mercedes. Anyway, he gave his life to Christ and got baptized.
Amen.
He did. He said he wanted out of all that stuff, but I just feel like when people take it to social media and run with it, that experience on social media, I just feel like it's a front.
But he wanted out of, what did he want out of what stuff?
You know, he was in abusive relationships and things, and he just,
those are personal choices. Learn how to fight or leave.
Oh, that's the ass that was running. You know, hey, I mean, he left eventually. I mean, you see, he's doing the thing now with Jesus. But I just have an issue when people just run to social media with God. It's weird to me.
I mean, I have a problem with people running to social media about anything. That's, I think social media has ruptured the brain.
It has ruptured
in a bit because we take everything there and then get upset when people judge or comment or have an opinion, but you expose it to the world.
It's called the World Wide Web for a reason.
Yeah. But I mean, I love that for him.
But yeah, those Jesus Glow videos been weird. Y'all are still shitty people. You just go to church every Sunday. I mean, I go to church every Sunday, but I don't be trying to put no front on. I'll be in the church house cussing sometimes. I'll be forgetting where I'm at.
You know, a slip or two does happen.
We had to change my words. God darn biblicals.
So I just sit there and be quiet.
You do? Because I just be going. That'll be the problem. See, I'm supposed to be in that choir, be in that church. You know, how the hell we supposed to do this shit? Damn. Girl, he's still working on my child. It's all right.
Mm-mm. Or better. Y'all hoes can't sing. You bitches cannot sing. Why do we have a choir that can't sing? What y'all up here for?
That'd be crazy, because sister, you know me.
What you up here for? You off key.
Have you on the tap. We're up here. We're up here.
You're off key.
Is she? I have perfect pitch, baby.
Then I have perfect pitch.
I have perfect pitch, baby.
Would take me out.
I am the key.
Oh.
I am the key.
Oh. My God, I'm trust.
What they said. Don't put nobody on no praise team if they looking for other people to give them their key. You need to be in the choir, baby. Because if you can't find it on your own, you ain't got no business on the praise team. Listening for somebody else to give you a key. Why you got a mic?
I mean, they can sing, that's fine. But
I'm pretty sure, like you said, half of them folks up there on that stage cannot.
Can't fucking sing. They just up there fucking show. That's why I know mics up there for them.
Maybe having a little time. Be like a little tiny thing and it bend over. I don't see it every Sunday when they be up there.
Right. Right. Right.
I don't believe everybody on that praise team can sing you.
No. 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 Not at all. It's once. Pause me. In the 6 a.m.
Huh. Okay. 6 a.m. is crazy. We're back. Hello.
Are we back on?
Hello.
Pardon me, sis.
Eggs, $5.99. Milk, $3. She sniffed. Yogurt, $2.75. She sniffed.
And Jill, sniffed. Jill Scott.
And sniffed. And said, Raheem. Right. Getting in the way of what I'm feeling. The little bitch from the market was getting ready to get her ass whipped. She shouldn't have been sniffing.
I bet y'all, we had to figure something out, still to figure it out, but it's okay. Because come Sunday, we will. As I was saying, that broad don't be saying. Her and a few of them others up there, especially that stud up there. Don't no boys be coming for them folks.
What stud?
We just looked at her.
She sung at Easter.
Not the one you just showed when we hung with the shave. No. Not her.
Oh.
The young man in the back.
Uh-oh.
That broad is not singing. She's not singing.
They gave the dark skinned dude the mic one time. That what was it? That Sunday before when they let Tina Campbell up there. He had a little section. Remember they pulled the girl from the choir and gave her the mic, and she blew.
Oh yeah. He did sound really good. The other dark skinned guy, the dark one, mm-hmm. the taller one. He hasn't sung yet, but his mic do be on. Cause them dreadhead, short and light skinned, they voice ain't that deep. That's why that tenor section don't be tenor.
Is their voice not, well, yes. Light skin voice not that deep. Dark skin be screaming, I'm sorry.
Well, yeah. He just that's why that tenor section don't be tenor or that bass don't be bassing. Because they don't, it's only two voices up there that's down. But them two saying high. So that's why ain't no balance there.
Good. What is it, mezzo,
alto? Altos and sopranos. Sopranos and altos. Sopranos, shout out to Ashley Tucker. Sopranos and alto, sopranos and alto, sopranos and alto. Babe, we was in there arguing. Should have shut us down when I was back in the alto section. Cause bitch, can't believe no gospel choir. Whoop a whole act.
No, sis, you should join the choir. Well, you can't make a practice anyway.
I can't make practice.
Even if they move to Saturday.
I cannot make practice. My whole schedule would have to change. And even if my schedule changed, I wouldn't make it Sunday. Unless I worked Sunday night.
You wouldn't get on stage anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't. There's that. True enough. Nerves.
You pick me up. Turn me around. Place my feet on
the ground. What y'all doing? Because they should be up there turning. They be up there bouncing. It's too hot up here.
Y'all see these lights?
All these motherfucking lights. I turn all right. Y'all be picking me up for real. Y'all be picking my ass up for real.
Be picking him. Pick him up. He's slain. Baby, he need a gurney.
No, bitch.
He is overheated in his suit. What they said about Wendy, she has overheated in her suit.
Slain my ass. Get me out of here. Sing something else. Sing something with some steel. Y'all not a flat foot sing? Just stand there.
I do need to be there Sunday based on the song selection.
Yeah, I'm actually glad there are new songs.
Songs.
Yeah, older songs. I'm excited for that. I'm excited now. Now what it's sitting me and ticked me off is those songs up for 9 o'clock and now for 11.
They're probably going to do well services.
I hope so. I'm start leaving reviews, goddamn.
Start leaving motherfuckers. Time it is. Imagine going on the church face, the choir.
The choir.
Wow.
I'm tired of this.
Do the same songs every Sunday. I'm
tired of this.
Yeah, we heard the same song 3 Sundays back to back to back to back to back.
Bitch, we can't never link them to this podcast.
Oh.
The church.
Y'all should listen.
Bitch,
well, listen to the recent episode of that.
Bitch,
listen to the goodness.
So he get his ass up on that stage and say some shit.
Sister,
that would have walked up there.
Because them bodyguards not stopping you.
We don't want to tell you. I almost said something. Jeez, let's walk because I almost. It's gonna get real slurish in here. Oh. It's gonna get real slurish. And I ain't talking about racism.
Anyway, so, hello. Thank you for tuning into the Raw and Unfiltered podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm Patrick Wilson and Zion Guilford. Mm-hmm. We are hope that you are enjoying this episode. This episode is sponsored by bullshit.
But we're always on it.
Do you or a loved one suffer from bullshit? If so, good. Good. Mesothelioma.
What the fuck? Is it raining?
Yeah, it's about to start raining in a second.
Oh, I went on. It's probably raining. It's raining right now, actually. That would have said.
Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I believe so. Anyway, y'all, we saw Sinners.
We went to the movies. It didn't. It wasn't working on the stick.
But it worked now. So we may have to rewatch Sister, cause it works now. It got the 2K version at that. Ooh. No commercials in the middle, cause you know sometimes I put a little commercial like right mm-hmm. in the middle, and it click off. Be like 5 seconds, no commercial, play all the way through.
Bit.
Mm-hmm. You know me and Scooter had a good time watching it.
Y'all don't watch it again?
Yeah.
You see how stuff happen when you leave your children with people? They just leave you out. Now, Scooter had churches.
He sure did.
And a pizza, what I'm getting.
He sure did.
Hey, that's what happened. He's gonna sit the back home with me because I passed.
Yeah, he was eating good. Eating good for a gene, he sure was. But anyway, we saw Sinners. 10 out of 10 for me.
I love the movie. I love the movie. I ain't gonna hold you doing that scene, but Pearlene was talking about some she don't like garlic. They should have popped that right there. Not gonna hold you. I don't like garlic.
I would have. She'd have been shot. She'd have been so shot. He popped Sammy, but I'd have shot the shot of Pearlene. That would be it for me. I don't like the way it.
Immediately.
Would have wasted no time. She'd been bleeding out. Oh my God, she's not a vampire. That's crazy.
What makes it a sister?
Bitch, you should have got the chewing. Like,
chewing.
But it was a really good movie. I like the symbolism that it has. It touched on a lot of things. I'm very fond of the breakdowns that I've seen from people and how it's got people talking about the Mississippi Delta, because we don't hear conversations about the Mississippi and why it is the way it is, as we know that Mississippi has no real progression. Mm-mm. Like, it is one of the very few states out of the 50 that we have that is very low on the progression in most areas if you've ever driven through Mississippi. People are really just learning that the place that it's supposed to be about doesn't even have a movie theater.
Huh.
So they can't even see a movie that's supposed to be based in their town.
Side note, we might live in Alabama, but there's always Mississippi to make us look better.
Let me tell you something. No matter how backwood Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, and even some parts of Florida, maybe.
Arkansas.
Tennessee. North Carolina, South Carolina, Arizona, Memphis. Because Memphis is separate from Tennessee. Memphis. No matter how backward country, there is always a simp. There is always the goddamn simp.
I be telling people that's that Mississippi education coming out, ain't it?
There's always a sip. Always. Let me tell you how small some of the towns are. One of my coworkers is from Mississippi. Actually, one of my coworkers and my former boss is from Mississippi. Her town is literally 20 minutes away from the town that our former boss is from. And so when she came to our team and they were having conversations, she was like, oh, where are you from? She's like, I'm from Mississippi. What about? And she said it. She's like, you know such and such? And she's like, yeah. She's like, that's my cousin. She's like, that's my cousin too on my daddy's side.
Mississippi be locked in. Mississippi, that.
Deep, 20 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
These bitches ain't never crossed paths before. They've mm-hmm. never even met.
Mm-hmm.
Related, just like that. Just like that.
That's the sip.
That.
That's the sip.
No matter how backwood country.
I can say one thing about the sip though. Y'all can trace a lot of shit back.
And that is what, when I was thinking about how people get upset when people say, oh, well, you know, my grandmama or somebody is in, I have Native American in my family. And we as black people love to get upset at that fact. But some people, especially from Mississippi, really can trace their ancestry, and that is something to be celebrated. And some of them can trace theirs back 6, 7, and 8 times.
Because mm-hmm. a lot of people didn't leave and they just stayed there.
Well, for the ones that are Native American, uh-huh. they didn't leave. because they mixed the two. One thing that was known for people, especially when it came to slavery, that certain Native American tribes were helping to free slaves.
Correct.
And were helping them along the way. And one of the ways that it was helping not only black people, but also helpful to Native Americans, were to mix the two. So that way you couldn't tell. Which is why when in the movie he said, are you sure it wasn't just one of them fair-skinned Negroes and not an Indian? Because when they mix the two, you weren't really sure.
Yeah.
Especially if one of them had made it with somebody white and then made it with somebody black. They were mixing. But the way the Mississippis can trace their lineage back, the way that us from Alabama and Georgia and Texas and Louisiana cannot.
Unless you're from G's being Alabama.
Right. It's something to speak about because they have pictures, not just names. They have pictures. Photos. And that is amazing in itself.
That whole history is in one little town.
Yeah.
And they never left.
Yeah.
Were slaves there, sharecroppers there, you were born there,
yeah,
you live there, your grandmama lived down the street, you probably gonna have children there.
I would hope not, please.
You know, a lot of people don't leave.
That's crazy. It's because they get stuck in that living. If you like living, that's cool or whatever, but Mississippi is behind, heavily behind in most places. So, but I think that is something to relish in because it's very important. Again, most of us can't do that.
Yeah.
Can't do that at all. I did like how the movie started. I like how it started and ended because I like how it highlighted how...
The foreshadow?
Yes, but more importantly, how pastors, instead of helping people, in the moment, use that to amplify their sermon.
Oh, yeah.
So, as we saw, your child walks into this church leaking blood, look like he has been jumped by the Klan with a broken guitar in hand. And your first thing to say is, my son has tasted what it's like to live with the devil, or whatever, paraphrasing. Come back into the arms of the Lord, drop the guitar. His mother had the right reaction, which was to jump up and
nurture,
get to my baby.
He told her to stop,
and he told her to stop, which that's a whole thing in itself because she sat her black ass down. And I just, my God, today. But the times. I think that is of very importance because we see that in today. Like, people love to stick on those things when people need actual help, not for you to turn their pain or whatever help they need into a sermon or to a point of trying to bring them into a revelation of something. They just need help. And I think for him to leave instead just go to show, like, in a way, like, you weren't there to help me. Like, no. I came here to come to my parents for help to
nurture,
yeah, whatever I just experienced. And the only thing you can, drop the guitar, walk away from the devil. Like, that is not what that child needed in that moment. Not what that child needed. I just,
a lot of y'all were talking about the Asian woman and how they threatened her child. And how she reacted, and how y'all would have pushed her out. Now, if it was your child.
Now, on some fronts, I did say I can agree. On some fronts, I can agree at the very beginning when she was trying to, like, invite them in or let's go. I would have kindly
pushed her ass out there,
guided her right out the door. Bitch, woo, bitch. I would kindly guided her out the door. But I did understand. Because if you're looking from the viewpoint of a parent, because mm-hmm. she was the only person in there that had a living child.
A living child.
And for this man, because they were sharing thoughts, as they bit everyone, they were able to share thoughts. And definitely, I can definitely see that her child would have definitely, her dad would have went to the door. She would definitely, Dad, come in. What are you doing out there?
Right.
Instantly. Like, you would have did that instantly. So I can see why she was like, no, we have to do something to keep them here, even if that means inviting them in, because he's telling me, I'm just going to go to your house.
Yeah.
Your husband is telling me I'm just going to go
home. Just go home and get him.
Yeah. So I understood. I kind of got that. Now, what does become a conversation, because if you just take out that piece and how she chose herself and her family over everyone else, because if you look at it, she didn't help anything.
She didn't.
She only killed one person, and that was her husband.
That was her husband.
Right. That's all she thought about. And so when you think about the time period, which was 1932, if you think about Black people, Irish people, Chinese people, and Indians, Native Americans. Irishmen came over here the same way that the Asian people did, by being indentured slaves. And so when we think about certain dishes, we have fish and spaghetti. When we think about certain dances we have, I did like the piece when they highlighted, you know, how music connects from our ancestry.
You mean Irish or Italian?
My bad. Italian people. Irish people on the other front of...
That was mostly the New York area. With the Irish.
Mm-mm.
I thought it was more so like up north, Midwestern, New York. They ran that little area up there.
When you get to Reconstruction, yes. But Irish people, Irishmen were in the Mississippi. So, think about when he started dancing. Think about the footwork that we saw.
Right.
And so where you can connect that there are certain African tribes that have an intricate footwork, when you think about...
That was Irish dance.
Chicago. Some parts of New Jersey. Some parts of, Baltimore? And their footwork is very intricate. Tap dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Very intricate. Irish people. Because that belongs to them.
Right.
Like, and so it was the mix and mingling of cultures that we had that gave us certain things, dishes, dances, things like that. So in the piece there, if we look at, again, look at Chinese people and how she chose herself and her family. At a point in which segregation became a thing, Chinese people tried to segregate themselves from Black people.
Yeah.
Because they were being wrapped in with Black people. Because they were technically no different. Yes, they weren't Black.
But they weren't different.
They weren't slaves. But you weren't white either.
Right.
And so, whereas Black people and Chinese people lived as one at one point, slowly but surely they started to separate themselves. Even down to, like, schools. Like, they was taking their children out of the Black school, saying that, well, they don't see why their children should have to go to school with them because they're not Black. They should be allowed to, if not have their own schools, go to school with white people because they are closer to them. People who were mixed with Black and Chinese, excommunicated, because they were applying it wasn't the one drop rule, but they were applying the theory of if you mixed with Black people, that you just belonged over there. And so all of those who did that were kept there and were kept out of Asian communities, because at some point the white people did agree to give the Asians their own settles of communities. And you had to be completely Asian, completely Chinese, to be welcomed and to stay in those communities. Or white. And so I think that's an important piece to talk about there, because in a sense, she did choose her.
Right.
Even though they were all supposed to be
one
family. Because they all grew up together. Same as, what's that white girl named? Mary? Was that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were all family. And so if we're family, you think about the family
as a collective. Not just you as one.
Not just you.
As an individual.
As an individual. Right. And so even in those times, like, Chinese people gave to white supremacists, like, they gave money to them. They voted in favor of white supremacy. And even until this day.
Because they still do.
Boom. Exactly. Well, Chinese people do.
Right.
The other Asians, they typically don't. They always vote in the interest
of like black Koreans people. And Vietnamese?
Yeah. They always vote in the interest of black people because they know that through those rights, they have rights.
Right.
And if you take away said rights,
then they have none.
Then they don't have any.
You take away black people's rights in general, nobody has rights.
Nobody has rights. But only those that vote against that interest is because they view themselves in the lens of whiteness. And I mean, technically, when you look at the socioeconomic status, there's white, Asian.
Yeah.
It, like, immediately after. Immediately.
Yeah.
So. Just I thought it was cute.
It was a good movie. It was, like I said, a lot of symbolism. A lot of. Sorry, Pearlene should have died. Pearlene should have popped. Oh.
A lot of y'all don't understand what passing means. Even in the movie itself, I don't really think they understood what it means to be passing. What it means to actually be passing is to know that you have to take certain steps to pass. You have the ability to pass, but only in certain places. So somewhere like, if we know you and if the surrounding people know you, you're not passing. Now, in the context of old girl in the movie, because her grandfather was half black. Did you say her grandfather or her great-grandfather? I'm trying to remember. She said her grandfather or her great-grandfather.
The one of them.
It was one of them. And so if it was her great-grandfather, that automatically excludes her. But back then, it wouldn't because one drop rule. And so she was raised, you know, in blackness because they automatically excommunicated them because you slept with this black person. So you, over there. But what it means to be passing is to have the ability to pass, but in certain places. You still have to take certain precautions to pass. Now, the moment you are able to walk into society and you are viewed and heard as a white person, you are no longer passing. You are white. A person that is passing still has black vernacular, black voice, phenotypically black. That is what made passing such a at certain points. Because if you weren't careful and someone can tell the difference, then you don't pass anymore. That is what it meant to be white passing, that you had the skin tone and possibly the hair, but you may not have the eyes. You may not have the nose, because at a certain point, people were very upset. People, if you had brown eyes, that was a dignifier, because most white people would have blue eyes, green eyes.
Or very light brown.
Or very, very light brown. But a darker hued eye means you were not, you weren't, you may be white, but you're not our white.
You're not our white.
What they call them, spicy white. You're something.
That spicy white is crazy.
You're something, but you're not.
It's like a widened nose.
Yes, your lip. Like that is why some people, when they did mix, they just made sure. That's why I always say you can kind of tell the difference in apparent certain times when we talk about interracial couples, because typically, that child, especially boys, will continue to date white. I literally just saw one interracial couple. Well, not an interracial couple. A mixed boy. He does the TikTok dances. And he does them with his parents because his dad is black. His mom is white. And sure enough, what color is his fiance?
White.
Lily white at that. Blonde hair, blue eyed white. And just like that. And he's already... Well, he looked Latino. I mean, because when you mix it, you never know what you're going to get.
You never know what you're going to get.
You know you're going to get something, but you don't know what. But black, gone. That's gone. Once they have a child, that is gone. But there's also a girl on TikTok what she was telling the story about an experience she had with her parents. She's dark skinned. Her father's white. Her biological father is white. Her and her brother are brown to dark skinned. Do they look like that white man? Absolutely. You can tell that is her daddy. That is he the pappy. You can tell. You can tell. But their lived experience is different. Why? Because they show up as black.
Right.
Even though they're biracial, they show up as black. And so to be passing in a white context, once you are able to float through life and you don't have to take precautions, you're no longer passing. You're just white. Mary, in the context of the movie, they saw her as passing. But to the outside world and even in the world today, she would be a white woman.
White woman.
That is why even when they had that engagement at the railroad.
Prime example, Housley. For those of you who listen to pop music, that's a white woman. She's biracial, but that's a white. Housley, the singer.
Thinking you can leave without me.
The one to be doing those weird ass dances.
Yeah, you helped me out.
She's biracial, but that woman.
Who the fuck is that?
That's Housley.
Who the fuck is Housley?
She's a singer.
That's a white woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her dad played?
Think. One
yeah,
or the other.
Look up her parents. Yeah, pull them niggas up.
It's
a great point to make, though.
Let me see. Yes, her mother is white as snow. Her dad is, yeah. He looks biracial himself.
That's why. Because he's not, but he's biracial. So no, she's not biracial.
She's white.
She's white.
Yeah.
And that's another goddamn thing to get. When you have, if you have a mixed parent, you are not biracial. Biracial means you are two evenly mixed races. That means one parent is black, Filipino, goddamn Mexicano, Chinese, Korean, Mandarin, all that other shit, Dominicanas, Puerto Ricans. That means one parent is that and the other parent is this. That is what it means to be biracial, meaning biracial means fucking two. Because you have this and this. The moment you, as said biracial child, mixes with this just one, your child is not biracial. If you as a biracial mix with a black person, your child is not biracial. That no longer stands. That's a black child. Why? Because the DNA says 75% and then 25%. If you go the other direction, the gene says 75% here and 25% here. Case in point, the girl who plays Mary, her actual great-grandfather is half black. And people were actually, it was a motherfucker on Twitter, bitch, my complexion, that got his ass on Mariah Carey's internet and said, her and I are the same complexion.
Who? Haley Steinfeld?
That motherfucker typed it out and said, we're the same complexion.
Haley Steinfeld.
Blackness and how we view it is just a weird social construct.
Did you see that? Ooh, you did not go up on that TikTok when I was talking about that shit on Drag Race. About them drag queens that are saying they're black.
Oh, no, I saw that. And you was like, no, people of color. Because they are not black.
They are not black.
You're not.
You are not black.
You are
black. Nobody saw you. Only two we see is black is Olivia and Carrie. But the rest of y'all, no. Because they show up in their blackness. Outside of that.
What were they like? Filipino or something?
And black.
I mean, and they're biracial, but it's like you're culture-wise.
You show up in the other culture.
Right.
Also, another prime example of somebody who's at this point, she'd just be white, Tori Kelly. Kehlani too. And Kehlani loved the nigga word.
But she lives in blackness.
Who, Kehlani?
Yeah.
She does. She does.
Hmm.
She does.
Tori would be different. Tori, what, Puerto Rican?
Her dad is Trinidadian, Jamaican, and Puerto Rican. Her mother is fully white.
Puerto Rican.
Doja Cat?
Woman. That's a white woman.
Oh.
Doja Cat. You can tell Doja Cat is biracial. You can heavily tell. She just chooses to separate herself from blackness until it has something to do with rap music. But Doja Cat is not walking into any space and being viewed as white.
That's true, too.
She doesn't have the color.
That's true.
She's too. Not passing. She doesn't have the ability to pass. I'm trying to think
of somebody who would be passing. In the now time.
What's that girl name?
Artiste wise? I'm not too sure.
Mariah Carey and her siblings could be passing. If Mariah Carey wasn't Mariah Carey.
I gotta look at a picture of Mariah and her face. Yeah.
Right. Now look up her sister. God rest her soul. Her
Alison and Morgan.
Ooh. One of them pasty bitches. I don't know.
Well.
Which one did?
Alison.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's what it means to be passing. It is the ability. All you have to do is take certain steps, put yourself in the right setting.
The only thing that would give it away is they know stuff. They know structure.
Right. But if they put themselves in the right setting. So, like, when that movie came out about, I think it may still be on Netflix about, I think it may be called Passing, and her having to put on makeup to blend in even more. There were some white people who came who were able to come out and say it enlightened them because their grandmother, they realized that the older they got, the darker they got. And they would go about their way to put on certain makeup to make themselves appear lighter. And it was only in death that they revealed that, in actuality, that they were biracial. Or that one of their grandparents were black. But their husband and the life they had cultivated never knew that. Because they would be excommunicated. Because to them, in that time period, the one drop rule still stood. You are black, so you shouldn't be here. We have a slew of white people who have black DNA flowing through them. That they are, in a certain time period, would be considered black, which is why you have certain children that come out. I have one girl I went to high school with. White girl.
You know what I just thought about?
What?
I'm over here thinking about who could be passing. Bitch, my grandmother.
Yes. Certain makeup, she wear the right makeup. Put herself in the right setting. If she was to leave where y'all were from and go up north, that's a white woman. Mm-hmm. All she gotta do is put herself in the right setting. Yeah. That's a white woman. Now, the moment she messes up,
that cloud Alabama come out.
That's it. But if you can not have to do any of that and walk into any space.
Because, you know, when my grandmother was in the nursing home before she passed, and my mother was down there, they asked, "Oh, who are you? Her caretaker?" Mom said, "This is my mother."
Bitch, it's because I'm black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your mama looks white.
Yeah. Real questions.
It was a white woman that asked her that.
Yeah. Because they would dead ass ask that. When I was born, that was asked. When my dad showed up, that the nurses asked my mom, "Was that man my father?" Because I was white. I was passing up until I was like 2.
Black women in the shades that they can create.
Quite literally. Mind you, I was this shade at one point, and then I don't know what was going on, but like paleness was upon thee for whatever fucking reason. Just fucking pale. I don't know what that was about. I don't think my hair was dark. Had one lady ask, was my mom my nanny?
Oh.
Like, one thing my great-grandmother always stressed my mom was to always have my birth certificate. Just in case someone stopped her and made her prove that she hadn't taken me.
I came out black. I ain't had them problems.
Must be. Nah. I wish I had dark skin. I wish. But I think the movie, it highlights a lot. It highlights love.
It does highlight love.
The different capacities of it. Very upset at you bitches who are going with this thing of you thought that Annie was Smoke's fucking mom. Bitch, how? Because nothing ever get. First off, their first interaction didn't even never give gave that. Mother. Y'all just do not see full figured black women as they show up as attractive. That is the problem. And I don't see how, because your mammies look the fucking same. Fat and fucking black. Full figured. Some of y'all look the same. And it speaks to how you feel about yourself. If you thought for an instant that was his mom, you've got to be fucking crazy.
You could tell when she walked out the door.
Right.
To greet him.
Because in that time period, any mother that has not seen her son
would run out to him and, oh my God, my baby. Yeah. No.
Like,
I do love the fact that they went out together.
I do like that.
And she waited for him with that baby.
I mean, you ain't got no choice in this period but to wait.
She could have left that place.
No, you can't.
She could have been back at that house. She popped up right next to him.
Where else was she gonna go?
To hell if she don't pray. I don't know. Damn it.
That would be incorrect, because in the sense, the proverbial text of hell on earth, because being alive on earth is hell.
Sister, not you brought logic into something. I was just saying some shit.
No, that's no, even in the movie. No, that was real. Being on earth, being alive, the whole purpose of why he was trying to get her magic, why she was important. As much as people are trying to play this thing that Mary was so important, no. Annie was important. Sam and Annie were very important.
Because when he killed Annie with that stake, Mary took off. Running into the night.
I think that's just because, like, she didn't want to. That bitch can fight. She's finna get her ass whooped. But him losing Annie was very important, because there was magic there. That's another thing we're gonna stick on. But back to y'all and his goddamn mother. Would've
got Annie. Sorry.
You bitches don't understand what it means to be submissive on a level playing field. Smoke, in his essence, represented protection. A masculine protection, a physical protection. And Annie represented a spiritual protection. And one young lady got on TikTok and she was speaking about how she didn't feel that Smoke was really attracted to her because she had to make a sexual move on him. Well, yes, because you can't just come into someone's home after years of abandonment, in a way, and tell a bitch to bend over. That's part of y'all problem now, why y'all end up with these wayward-ass kids and chlamydia, because you just let any old body spin the fucking block and ram it up in your dry. Uh-huh. Letting that man crawl up in you and do his business and walk straight out. No, he was able to, in that moment, be submissive, to let his guard down, because that is the woman that he loved, which is, when you love someone, you are supposed to be able to let your guard down with them. Another example of that, when Cornbread was at the door and when he was talking directly to Smoke and she interjected, notice how Smoke didn't interrupt her. He didn't, I'm the man. He didn't do that because he know that she was operating in leadership in a different capacity that he could not. A different understanding. And see, that's what it means to understand the balance of submissiveness and leading, because they are two things. They're one and the same. They're two, but they're one and the same. And every playing field will have a leader, and it will not be the man. It will not be masculinity. Because when you lead only from that and suspect the feminine person to just submit, you're going to lead your way straight to the doors of hell. Case in point. Case in fucking point.
Now, back to the thing that got my mind racing. Because if they would have been able to turn in, they would have had her magic along with being vampires.
Yes. He would have been able to tap into something different. Because she was, again, she was very important. She was the only person who understood that this right here ain't natural. Why she thought they were haints at first. Mm-hmm. She knew that, okay, they're not haints. They're vampires. This is what we need. We need this, 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 and this. Didn't nobody else know. Because if she wasn't there,
they would die.
They would have been dead because all they had was bullets.
Yeah.
She was the only person that understood.
Stick to the heart, God.
Protection, in a way. The only thing that probably, I think, bothers me is her not being able to protect herself in the same way that she was protecting Smoke. And that is something you kind of give up when you are in the practice, because it takes too much to put that protection and then put it over to someone else. And protect yourself too. There becomes a disconnect there because you're pulling from too much. And most people don't understand that. When we get into the context of what hoodoo is, because a lot of people, and this, I just didn't feel right, I had to walk out the movie. When we talk about the context of what hoodoo is a spiritual practice of Africanism and Christianity. Combined, when you fall down on your knees and pray, you are practicing hoodoo.
Let me sweep your feet.
Come on, spit on that broom. Hoodoo. That broom being turned upside down. Hoodoo.
Cooking greens at the beginning of the year. Not washing clothes at the beginning of the year. You know?
Something. I don't really agree with that logic because that's not real.
Really?
It's not.
I always believed it and it'd be working for me.
Has it worked for you?
Slightly. Not washing the clothes, yes. Nah, I told my mom to stop washing them damn clothes at the beginning of the damn year. She don't be listening.
Bitch ass. You did.
You thinking exactly what I'm thinking? That's what I told her. Don't you
bitch, that's so wrong. That is not how that works. That is so wrong. Oh my God, that's wrong. That is wrong.
I'm just saying.
That is wrong. That is wrong. Because if that's the case for the people who follow that, and then that still happens, then what?
Somebody in your family did it. I don't know. Take that up with your Jesus.
Not me. And see, here's why. Technically, that just does it.
It worked. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
For y'all who love to eat your grapes under the table.
Amen. Amen.
And it don't work. You got a man yet?
I didn't eat grapes this year.
Did you eat it last year?
No.
Or the year before the year?
No.
Or the year before the year?
No.
Why? Because if you thought that it worked, you would. Right. And for the bitches who did do it, they don't have a man.
You gotta let a man walk. Be the first person to walk into your house in New Year.
Don't work.
With money in his pocket.
Don't work.
You cannot walk in my house.
Let me schedule you a pop.
The goddamn spirit says, that's a lady.
That's a lady. So this Paul, what a real man that.
What who gonna be the boss?
But see, those things, those things don't work. For one, hoodoo isn't for everybody.
It's not.
Hoodoo is something that is passed down.
It is.
You can't just walk into, and I don't mean passed down as in teaching, I mean passed down as in spiritually, as in it is webbed into your DNA. And if your family were slaves, I don't know, in Barbados, see, the hoodoo ain't gonna be the same. It's not. See, those continents don't meet, you know? They don't match. Your lived experience of what is hoodoo is going to be different. Case in point, there's one girl I went to school with. She's half Hispanic. She knows for a fact that some of her family practices Santeria,
mm-hmm.
which is a different magical practice.
Correct.
Still webbed into Christianity.
Yeah.
But is a different magical practice. It is not hoodoo. So when they, what's their rapper name? Azalea Banks. You know, having the chickens and shit and blood all in the cars and shit like that. Santeria. We don't do that. We don't do that.
Come on, they've been fighting each other for years and their career they've been the same since.
Right. But that is not hoodoo. To try to separate yourself from certain things when everything you do is technically that, there are literally scriptures in the Bible that are spells.
The Book of Psalms is an entire spell book.
The way you pray it can easily be a spell. When you think,
you bitches put motherfucking dead animal carcass, spices, water in a goddamn cauldron, heat it up and call it soup. Fucking witches.
I beg your pardon?
Sister, you're putting dead animal carcass.
Oh, you talking about when you're talking about
when you're cooking soup.
Okay, again, separate. Because again, everyone does not have access to hoodoo.
Huh?
So, no. In theory, yes.
I like
the under action of doing it. But see, you cooking it does not make it magic.
Right.
But me cooking it
does. Cause me Marcus always made the soup, and every time I eat it, I always feel so much better every time I eat it.
Right. Yeah,
but when I make it, I don't. Right.
Right. And so, for that context, it's like, yeah, in theory, technically, everything you cook becomes that. You're making a concoction.
Yeah, that's true.
But it is the intent. So one of the things that my great grandmother always taught me is when you cook, you are cooking with love, mostly, because you're cooking to nourish the body and those around you. That is why cooking is so important, because it brings loved ones around you. And so when you cook, you should always cook in good spirits.
Right.
Boom. Where my grandmother comes in, my grandmother was an amazing cook. But as my mother says, you can tell when she's happy or when she's in good spirit. But you can also tell when she's upset. The food is still going to be good, but there's going to be a tinge of something there that lets you know, something
ain't right
in the spirit. And so that in itself is hoodoo. Cooking for my grandmother was hoodoo. The protection around her home was hoodoo. There was a Bible in every corner of my great-grandmother's home. And in every centerpiece for a room, there was a Bible, specifically a white one. A white, gold-plated Bible. And so that was the protection for her home. There used to be drive-bys in my great-grandmother's neighborhood. A bullet has never flown through a house on that street. Never. Because that was her extension of protection for her street. Mm. That is who. Oh, a lady that read the Bible for fun. Just because. And we see it as something normal. It's something, oh, she's old, of course she reads the Bible. No. That's hoodoo. Because you're in constant practice of chanting. You're in constant practice of praying. You're in constant practice of charity. That is hoodoo. When you cook, which is why I say when I cook normally, I'm always listening to gospel. I'm always singing. Because that, for me, is my hoodoo. That is why nothing I cook, it's never going to be nasty. It's always going to feed the soul. You eat from where I cook and what I've cooked, you're always going to crave it. That is my hoodoo. That is how I bring people in.
I'm still waiting on bread.
It's, see what I mean?
I am still waiting on bread.
See what I mean? Huh. It's the specialty of it. And so for the movie, he was trying to tap into that power. Sammy was the voice that would have helped it. But Annie was the spirituality piece. Mm-hmm. And the power that would have helped open the gateway to whatever it is he was trying to do.
Something more darker?
Something way darker. Because hoodoo can be, it can be dark. Everything has the ability to be dark.
Also, don't confuse hoodoo and voodoo. Please stop doing that. Please right. Stop confusing hoodoo and voodoo.
Different practices. Does that make voodoo dark? No. It is just from something. It is a different teaching of spirituality. It taps into something so different, oftentimes more powerful, because it is so easy to go dark. But it is no different. It still webs in Christianity. It literally still, to even use Christianity as a base of why you couldn't sit through something is crazy as hell. You literally partake in communion, which is to eat a body and drink thine blood. It may not be real, but it is the theoretical practice of doing so. That is dark. Everything about that is dark. That is cannibalism, for one.
Whoa.
For one, that is cannibalism. But to envision and partaking in someone's body as bread and drinking wine as their blood, that in itself,
cultish,
is a spell. Yes, but that is a spell. Like that is blood work. Itself
is a spell. And then you go around the altar, which you, I hear a lot of people talking about. Some people got altars in their house. That's not of God. You
go to an altar at church.
It just ain't stuff on it. Depending on what church you go to. Depending on what church you go to, ain't nothing on it.
I done see some altars lined with candles.
Lined up. And they're burning.
That is a magical practice.
We used to have some altars lined with three candles, one for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they're burning.
They're burning. And when you blow them out, you ought to blow them out in the correct order.
In the correct order.
That is magic.
The Father, the middle.
Uh-huh.
Son, the left.
Uh-huh.
And the Holy Ghost is the right.
Uh-huh.
And you blow them out in that order.
That is magic. That is a literal spell.
And they go for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on now.
I think it was well.
I'm just saying. Because when you get into the talk today, you like to demonize everything, but you don't realize what you're doing. It's the same thing that you're talking about, that you're trying to demonize. And you do the same things all the time.
Yes.
And don't even realize it.
I mean, and a lot of them do realize it. It's just they want to feel better than, because it said, no, it's, this is Christianity. That's different. When literally, you have to sometimes better think about the same Bible and the same God that we pray to. So do white people. So did the slave masters. And so, whose prayers are being heard? And who's answering them? If we're praying to the same person. If we're worshiping the exact same person. Or the exact same spirit. Who can answer it?
Dive a little deeper in that.
So, Slim in the movie said, the blues was not given to us like religion was.
Right.
So, religion was given to us by white people.
Blues stuff we made
up. About the God that they pray to.
Right.
The God that they worship.
Right.
And so, if they're worshiping this God, and you're worshiping this same God, whose prayers are being answered? If they're praying a prayer to this God, who they see as the end all be all, to be life everlasting, to be peace and prosperity, to give riches among riches, and you as a slave are praying to the exact same God, whose prayers are being answered here? Huh. And who's doing the answering? Because clearly it can't be the same God. And if it is,
then that motherfucker got favorites, huh? Then that motherfucker got favorites, huh?
It's like that. And so that's when things like hoodoo come into play.
Uh-huh. Take it back to your roots.
Because you need to take it back to your roots and tap to something a little bit more powerful to say that this is separate. Very separate. Which is why we know that black churches and white churches operate differently.
They do. Oh.
Hence the racism that goes on in white churches.
That they do.
Now the misogyny may still be there. Yeah. That's the same. The pedophiles are the same. The adultery is the same.
Huh?
But we do know that they operate differently.
The worship is different.
The worship
is totally different.
Y'all, I went to a white funeral.
Yeah. It's an experience, huh? They get in there.
That funeral was so
fast.
Long.
Oh.
But it's not because it was actually long.
It's being in there.
They just got.
And they be at the funeral home.
They got straight to the.
Straight
to the fucking point. I was looking for a choir.
There was no singing. Maybe a hymn.
Well, they had no. They played an audio tape. They played an audio tape. You heard that guitar strumming. And I was like, what are you? I don't just see him. And he pressed stop. He got up there. He said his little prayer. He did that little eulogy in 15 minutes flat. And we was out of there.
Black people, it is a homegoing celebration. We about to send you up. We about to send you up. When I shall so perish in the further in the future, a long time from now, y'all go up. Throw a shot back for me. I don't know. I don't even know. Party. Party. Make sure y'all drinking tequila though. And some yak and maybe a whiskey. Don't bring no gin in there.
Damn, what y'all gonna do, bitch?
What y'all gonna start doing? Hitting no bitches up? Y'all gonna start hitting no bitches around it? Goddamn. Hitting on bitches in here, huh?
Oh my God.
Y'all go up for me. Y'all go take it up. Turn the city up. Cloud better be a block party. The whole city better be shut down.
I would hope by that time, you are so far removed from Cloud.
I just want to be buried in Cloud. Next to my mother.
Jesus Christ.
I want y'all to take me back to Cloud. Put me next to my mother. Wherever she may be.
Jesus Christ. Give me a whore. The movie had... It had a lot.
It had a lot.
It had a lot. It. Also, like... You know, I mean, Mary and Lestat, they were in love. And even though they were the two to live, I feel like their love was a symbolism of having to always love in the dark and in the shadows.
Yeah.
You know, and that is a perfect, perfect outlining of interracial relationships in that time period.
Yeah, so did you see the shit when they was like, if Pearline and motherfucking Mary would have just did what they were supposed to do with their husbands, they wouldn't be in this shit.
True enough. If Pearline had stayed her black ass at the house with that man.
And Mary would have got her ass on that train.
And Mary would have took her white ass back to Kansas with that man. Or Arkansas, where the fuck she's supposed to be at?
Arkansas.
They would have never been. They would have never been in this shit.
They would have never been in this shit. They want to go down to the Jew. Go down to the Jew. But it does, like you said, it does symbolize that they have to live their life in the shadows. Also, that pendant. I don't know if you was paying attention to it. Every time Stack and Smoke was fighting, he really couldn't do much to him. Did you see the energy bouncing off of him?
Yes, that was Annie's will that she had put into it. And again, speaking back to that, because he's the only one that had that.
Mm-hmm.
The only one. No one else. Not even herself. She didn't have a pendant for herself. Because again, when you put that much willpower into something to protecting someone, you don't have enough to do for yourself.
Right.
And sometimes that is why people say, you know, you spend so much time praying for other people. Sometimes you have to pray for yourself.
You have to pray for yourself.
Because if you're always giving that energy to everyone else, you don't have enough to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. That is also why when he took that pendant off, he got shot. If he hadn't taken that pendant off,
he wouldn't have got shot.
He would have never been shot. He would have never been shot at all.
Think he knew?
Yes, that's why he took it off. Because he realized it. He realized when his brother was trying to bite him and when he couldn't, because he felt the pendant repelling him. Because that was her ultimate protection. And that protection lies even in death.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It does stand. Well, for some. In the movie, yes. In real life, no. And here's why. Case in point, your grandparents, specifically your fucking grandmothers. You wonder why the family doesn't have that helm of protection that it did when they were living. Why the family is not able to come together. And even if they are, it's because, oh, we're family. Not because it's the good of the heart and in the protection of the family. It's because the person that was there sowing that seed of protection consistently and praying that prayer over the family consistently, that person has gone over. And so that protection no longer stands.
Oh yeah. It dies with them.
It dies with them. And no one has been able to step up and take the forefront of that. A bitch like me refuses to.
Damn, man, that's a lot of work.
It is. But that is what kept, if he would have kept that on, he would have lived. But he didn't want to. He wanted to be with her and their child. And that is love in itself. Sacrificing himself to move on to the other side.
I was about to say something, but then I forgot. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's what I was about to say. And those of you who are talking about, if they just would have waited to sunrise, did you not see what came at sunrise? Did you watch the same movie? Because the Klan was still coming.
Yeah, that is right. That's it doesn't matter where you are in life. A white person is always there to fuck it up. Because that is something important in itself. The Klan, and he told him the Klan was always coming.
The Klan was always
their,
coming.
That was their
they
plan.
They shared thoughts.
Right. That was their plan anyway. So even if they had made it through, the Klan was always going to show up and do what they intended to do. That was always going to be a thing. And they weren't going to be able to withstand that for the most part.
It was.
But it also tells a tale of people who used to go missing back then and your family not know where you are. Not knowing if you're dead or alive. Because of the Klan. because a lot of people have family members that their grandparents have never seen again. Some of those family members have popped up years later down the line. Well, their relatives, their offsprings have popped up years later to say, oh no, he was alive. He just ran. Yeah. And never reached back out. Well, and never came back. Or they were dead. And so that was a good point that someone made about, now imagine all those people that died that night and don't know what happened at all. All you know is that your family members have disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
They left to go to the juke joint.
And never returned.
And never returned. That's all they know.
Because they all caught fire.
Yeah, they all burned. I mean, and I'm very unfortunate. Very unfortunate indeed. Mm. Very unfortunate. But you know, shit happens. Which is crazy to think that everybody left at that point in time and like, didn't even make it down the road. They picked their ass off just like that.
Mm-hmm.
They literally, that's over 40-some, 50-some people who were there. They picked their ass off.
One by one.
One by one. I did notice that people were making a point of how the Indians, like, came and went and never came back, but it's like they weren't going to come back. I think people were thinking at a certain point, which I don't know how you left the movie theater thinking this, that this took place, like, this was one day, and then this was the next day.
This all happened the same day?
No, this all happened the same day. So the Indians were never going to show back up.
Them niggas said, we're going home. Yeah, it's nighttime. We ain't got time for this shit.
Exactly. They understood that once it is nighttime and you are outside of your home, you are no longer on even playing field. You're no longer, you're not able to fight that. Even if you have the numbers, you're not going to be able to survive that. They knew that. So yeah, they left and stayed the fuck gone. Bitch, they were at home.
I would have gathered my shit too.
They were at home. All that white lady had to do was listen.
But in the name of
whiteness? In the name of fucking whiteness, which is also a thing in itself. How people were able to just establish that they were white, no matter where you were from. Whiteness in itself is a social construct. I mean, everywhere. Blackness in itself is a social construct. But whiteness definitely is, because no matter where you come from and no matter where you are in the world, you are able to identify as white. Which is why when we look at even applications, it don't say Armenian. It don't say Romanian. It don't even say Australian. It says fucking white and or Caucasian there. Across the board. Because they realized that there was a power in a number there. If everybody who looks like us identifies as us. Which is very funny when that man said, oh, we can't come in because we... You know. Yeah, bitch.
Of course.
Because you fucking white. And in his right, he didn't think he was racist either. He didn't view himself as racist.
Mm.
Think back to Get Out.
Get Out?
When they wanted that man's eyes or whatever. Remember the grandfather said, I don't have anything against black people at all. But the action of wanting someone's talent to use for the benefit of you and your race is racist.
Mm, yeah.
It doesn't matter that you don't hold a hate for said person and their race, but it does matter that you see that their talent and usefulness can benefit you and yours, and you don't want it to benefit them and theirs. That is racism.
It's a bigger picture than what you think it is. Yeah. Bitches.
Oh no, I love the movie.
It was a great movie. I enjoyed it. I need to watch it for a second time to see the stuff that I didn't see. So I can watch with a different.
Absolutely. I definitely say.
Because I know I missed some things. I know I missed some things.
Somebody said something about Sammy didn't have a fucking reflection. Bitch, yes he did, dummy. It was on the fucking side. Like, the man got old. I understand this as well. If someone has sold themselves to something, they're not going to age. The showing that Sammy had got old shows that the power wasn't him. It's the guitar.
It's the guitar.
That's why Stack offered to change him. Because he was still aging. He was still old.
He said he sniffed and said he had much time left.
Right. The power was never actually Sammy. It was never him.
It was a guitar.
It was always that goddamn guitar. The evil was the guitar.
Again.
Because that is what they pulled. When Smoke and Stack, well, when Smoke killed the father and took the guitar, that is where the evil lied. That is where it stayed.
The guitar was tuned at the crossroads.
Yes. The evil was always the guitar. Sammy's father's problem was he viewed the music as the evil, which is why he brought the guitar into the church and was hoping that he would play the guitar for the church, because he thought that if he changed the music that Sammy played and sung, that that would change the evil in the guitar. No.
It's not gonna work.
Regardless, the guitar itself was always, always evil. Even though he broke it, you see how he was able to reconstruct said guitar to perfect form?
Yeah. I can also say another thing. You can also tell Sammy was also, he looked up to them, his cousins. His big cousins, looked up to him. Even to the point in the end when he asked, did you have as much fun at night that I did?
Yes.
He said, yeah. That kind of made him feel good, that y'all had just as much fun. Even though you tried to kill me, I mean, y'all had just as much fun as I did.
I mean, shit happens. You know, shit happens. They were vampires, you know. What else were they going to do? I mean, and to their point, I think that is why they were so hell-bent on changing them, because even in them being changed, they still viewed them as family. We can just live this
life together,
fucked up reality now together as family. Because that's literally what they were trying to do. That's why they was trying to convince them to just do it. Because, I mean, yeah, I'm here and you're there, but, I mean, we could easily be together.
Yeah. Makes it easier. It makes it easier.
But it being that Annie understood that you then sever the connection in which you have with the ancestral plane.
You
and
do.
That even when you die, you will never move on with the ancestors.
Yeah. She said that. She said that. Do y'all believe in that? It's just go be with your people. I've been there. I'm not gonna say that right here. Y'all don't think I'm crazy. Remember that story I told you? Yeah, I can't say that in this mic. They're gonna think I'm crazy.
What you mean?
That night that I had the dream and I was talking to my uncle.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that.
People have those dreams all the time.
Huh.
My mom literally used to see, and I wanna say it was before her death, used to see my grandmother in her dreams. Or it used to be a figure. I'm sorry. I'm not sure if it was my grandmother or if it was just a figure. She'll have to. She'll call me and tell me when she hears
what
this.
What she hear? I just know, y'all. I never met my Uncle Johnny a day in my life. That man was dead before I even knew. But I described that man to my mama in perfect T.
And I mean, it happens when we see children, like children with imaginary friends. People write that off as just kids being kids, but no, they're literally playing with past spirits.
They say children and Jordan is somebody out of closest connection to
God? Uh-uh. Or to the spirit realm?
To the spirit realm.
Yes, because they're most innocent.
But children and babies and
babies and I thought it was babies and animals really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. they're the most innocent at that time. My children aren't corrupt.
Already. My mama tell you all the time, when Scooter be at that house and she not feeling well or she feeling some type of way, Scooter go sit in front of that chair that Uncle Johnny sit in all the time and just sit there. It will not move. And he'll look up at the chair. He'll look back at her like so he having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's innocent.
It just gets weird when you see shit when you're walking down the road and driving down the highway and shit.
People be all right. Nobody, they won't bother you for the most part.
Exactly.
For the most part. Pro tip. You hear your name called at night, you don't answer that.
You don't answer that motherfucker and stop looking in the woods at night. I don't believe in that shit. Look into the woods at night? No. See something you don't want to see?
I do my best not to.
I need you to not.
I do my best not to. Because I'm be scared. What I say, I know I'm protected.
I need you to that. Hearing your name at night.
I believe in lighting candles. For real. I believe it. You fuck around over on this side of town and you'll find yourself banished somewhere.
Hearing your name, hearing somebody say hello, a woman crying. We used to hear that all the time in club.
Now see, that one I ain't never heard.
You ain't never heard a woman crying in the woods or a baby crying in the woods?
Hell no.
That shit is freaky. You picture it. Clio, 2015. You walking in the house in the dead of the night. And you hear a woman screaming and crying with a baby in the woods.
That's crazy, because you know what they ain't got nothing to do with?
Me? Right. We walked in the house. Didn't hear shit.
I hope she safe. That's as clear as I got. I hope she safe. That's crazy, girl. Fight back. Give up that baby.
I don't even play like that.
Girl, whatever you fight for, throw that baby down and run. That's crazy. That's crazy.
And people like, y'all deal with stuff that like that in Alabama? Baby, it's...
This is the South.
This is the South. Of course we do.
Mm-hmm.
Plantations were everywhere.
That's another thing. You motherfuckers who were harassing them motherfucking people about their house to only find out it wasn't a plantation. And here's the thing. Even if it was, people were saying, now they're having weddings on these plantations.
It's weird.
That is weird. That's hella weird. But to be upset that someone has bought a home, granted they are biracials, whatever, and to be upset they bought a home that was a plantation, about why would you want to do that? You would never do that if this was, you know, what's them fucking people, Nazis, them damn, what's them folks called? Not the Nazis, but the Jews? Them camps. That's because those things are preserved. And see, y'all also be upset that they preserve plantations for museums. So I don't see how you're upset that they preserve the plantations for museums for people to see, but you're also upset that someone has bought, quote unquote, a plantation to live on. Every piece of land you see in these United States of Americas had a slave attached to it, all the way down to the projects you have possibly lived in. You can't escape. You cannot escape, hide from at all living on a plantation and or a slave graveyard. Because every piece of housing that you live in, every road that you drive on, was occupied by a plantation or a slave graveyard. McQueen Village, or what used to be McQueen Village in Prattville, Alabama, was a slave graveyard. Auburn University in Montgomery, a college, most of the colleges in the United States used to be plantations. And so I do not understand.
Did that experience weird shit on that plate on that graveyard? I'm pretty sure they did.
What you mean?
Like weird experiences.
Tom, where I lived at McQueen Village?
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna experience that anywhere. Why? Because it's all over. You don't know who is buried where. All these trees we've had around, you don't know who the hell done hung from these damn, who done swangled and dangled from these damn trees.
This is a very interesting fact. Bitch, did you know motherfucking Clio had a German concentration camp back in the day during World War II? I don't know what that bitch sat at. That's probably why I heard a motherfucking woman and her baby crying.
Point exactly.
I don't know why that just clicked.
You have no idea what spirits roam at certain times, in certain places, at certain moments, because they are stuck.
I always believe it's right at the witching hour. I call it between the hours of 12 and 2.
It's between 12 and 4. Yeah.
I get some of my best work done during that
time. I swear for God. I'm talking about I wake up and arise. But you have no idea. So to be upset at those people because they have, like, even if it was, but to be harassing, y'all got to be out y'all mind. Out y'all fucking mind. Find something to do. And find something to do.
Say something safe to do. And don't be fucking with those spirits either. Fuck around and find them.
Yeah. And don't get in your head that you can. Again, hoodoo ain't for everybody.